You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
It's time to join our Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Father, I'd like to speak to you about Shakespeare and lies today. Lies like telling lies. How would you translate the word Shakespeare in Latin?
Well, Shakespeare, Well, Shakespeare is the Shakespeare, you know. Quatsiens, no. Quatsiens talum. Shaking the spear.
And lie?
It doesn't do a lie. Doesn't work.
What do you mean? How do you say a lie?
It's
the eighth commandment.
Yeah.
How do you translate the eighth commandment?
Mendacium.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbour.
Non facies falsum testimonium adversus proximum tuum. You will not make non facies. I find a mistake in the Vulgate says.
Now I'm going to quote from Shakespeare as you like
it.
A courteous retort. Quote, sir, I am not of your opinion. I beg to differ from you.
I am not of your opinion. Hey, that's easy. Tue opiniones non sum ego. Velim, I'd like to...
I beg to differ from you.
Velim tecum dissentire.
Would the Romans have spoken that way?
Oh, I don't see why not. Velim tecum dissentire. I would like to disagree with you.
A countercheck. How do you say countercheck?
What is a countercheck? What does that mean?
To disagree, basically.
And what is the text?
The text is from Shakespeare, As You Like It. How do you translate
it? As you like it. Ut tibi placet.
Okay, a quote from Ut tibi placet. Sir, how dare you utter such a falsehood? Sir, you know that is not true. Sir.
Quomodo domine. Quomodo audes tantum proferi mendacium. To bring out such a falsehood.
Sir, you know that is not true.
You know. Illud verum non esse novisti.
We're talking about disagreeing as counter-check, which is probably not something you would use so much today. More prosaically, the word counter, how would you say under the counter, meaning black market?
Oh, Lord, deliver us, how they said that, I don't even know. Under the counter, clam, or secreto, secretly, or clam, secretly, or in abscondito, secretly. You have to go from language to language. That's the problem here. And
then we've just spoken about the black market under the counter. We go back to our theme. Did the Romans tell white lies?
White lies. That's another one. Well, they didn't have the word for white lies, that's for sure.
Oh, you see, I caught you out.
Yeah.
The Romans didn't have a
word. I mean, they probably did tell white lies, but... Mendacia honesta.
Well,
honest lies. Mendacia proba, good lies. But didn't have the idea of, white, white, black, green, blue, black. They didn't have white lies. They didn't. There's no such thing in Latin as a mendacium candidum. Bah! Candidum mendacium would be an honest lie.
That's a contradiction. Is there a contradiction between Shakespeare and the Romans, or do you think that Shakespeare had a Roman mind, a Latin
mind? Oh, my Lord, Shakespeare got everything from the Romans. What are you talking about? And half of his plays were, I won't say, translations from the Romans. From Plautus, on the way to the Forum, I don't know this other, here's a famous thing. One man on the way to the Forum and all this other stuff, he got all his characters and everything is from the Romans.
Are you accusing him of plagiarizing?
Just about.
How'd you say plagiarizing in Latin?
But that's a plagiare. That's Greek. But, furtum, sunt furta literaria, literary robberies.
Our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, was for many years and under many popes papal Latinist, and is currently teaching Latin in the United States. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.